Beck from Beck's Betting. Look at you two go. You've got mutual friends. How are you, Alan?
Very well, thanks, Darren.
Good to see you.
Pleased to see you, Emily.
Yeah, good to see you too, Alan. Well, Alan let me know that my dad and one of his good friends are good mates as well. Father Brian Glasheen, a priest, I think he was at a parish in Bacchus Marsh.
He was, yeah.
A Preston Fellow and nicknamed the Pacing Priest for his love of the trots.
That's
and he's
right.
A good friend of yours, Alan, and a dear friend of my family.
Yeah, I knew that. And as I said to you before, I had to roast him at his 30th anniversary.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to go because North Melbourne played at the MCG on the Friday night. Mm. And he called into the shop and he said, "You're not coming." I said, "I'm going to football." And he said, "I want you to roast me." And I said, "Well, that's different. I'll come now."
You've been in the bed industry. Well, your dad started, didn't he, John Beck?
He did, in 1948.
48, and now you've been building beds. He showed you how to.
He did.
And you showed David, your son, how to.
I did.
And the two of you are still making beds.
We're still there, and, well, I think I was eight when my father started.
Yeah.
And he used to call me the foreman then.
Is that right? When you're eight.
When I was eight. He used to send me up to the factory to tell the boys what to do and things like that.
Yeah.
But he worked at my, he was an upholsterer.
Yeah.
But he wanted to go out on his own. He came home to mum and he said, "Kid, I want to start out on my own." Well, she nearly had a stroke.
Did she?
She said, "You're getting £5 a week, Jack. What more do you want?"
Oh.
And he said, "I want a bit more than £5
a week.
So he learnt the bedding section was next door to the upholsterers.
Right.
And he learnt that watching them.
Because Maya used to make their own beds.
They did. That's when they had all their showrooms and they had it out of Flemington there.
What percentage of beds that we sleep on are made here in Australia?
There's a lot still made here, but they are importing them now too.
Are they?
And little things like what they're doing today, which my father came back and saw what how they were making.
What would he say?
He'd have a stroke and go again.
Lots of strokes this morning.
I'm leaving, he'd say.
Is that right?
But all these one-sided pillow top beds,
yeah,
to us they're a disgrace.
Are they?
We won't do them.
So you make beds that you can flip over?
Rotate. Both sides of the mattress do a job.
Yeah.
And the bottom part looks after the top, and then after you've had it 6 months, you can turn it over. And I reckon five or six people that come in our showroom now,
yeah,
tell me the same story. They bought this bed, one-sided thing, and in only, you know, 4 or 5 years, they're buying another one.
Now, Mark, who works in production, he's had shocking back problem at the moment.
Right.
You need to get down to Beck's, Mark, because your back is no good.
My back is cactus. It's so bad, I'm actually staying at your place, and Kathy's not really liking
me
sharing the bed with you guys.
We need to get rid of him out of there. Yeah. Hey, can you fix him up?
Are you in his king-size bed or in the one out the back?
he's making his way towards the king. That's what worries me. But you need a firmer mattress. Yours is soft as.
Too soft.
Yeah. That's important. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You come and see us, Mark. We'll look after you.
Yeah. Done. Yeah, my word.
Free delivery too, wherever you live.
That's right.
And you'll take away the old mattress as well to
we
make
do,
it. Is that
we
right?
We do all that. Yeah,
that's.
Now we've been
easy.
Doing that for 60-odd years, and it's just something that's in our system.
How's your back from lifting all the beds over the years?
Different ones ask me that, but it doesn't worry me one iota.
No,
I had a chap the other day. He rushed down to help me out a queen size mattress on my shoulders, and he said, "I want to help you."
Yeah.
And I went in the house and the wife said, "How'd you go with him?" I said, "Well, I carried him in the mattress in." He was hopeless.
Was he? You had a queen-size mattress on your shoulders?
Yeah.
How do you do that? You just slip it up there? And...
Yeah, king's a bit different. We had David when we delivered yours.
Yeah.
They're a bit different. But no, I can, if it's not upstairs.
You made a mattress for our dog, our old English sheepdog, Benjamin.
Oh,
he had
did?
His own breakfast show here with my dad. Benjamin Barclay Breakfast Show.
And he had a special bed. Now, that's
didn't
what
he,
more
Alan?
Pet owners should do. That's how you look after your animals. What did he have? Did he have a spring?
Yeah,
did he have a
I can't remember.
Did we make him in a
spring?
But it was your father, Peter, and Arthur Lister came up with that idea.
Yeah, that's right.
And they plugged it on 3RW, and that went on for weeks, saying how Beck's Betty made it this bed for their dog.
Yeah.
But we didn't tell everyone. He ripped it to pieces the first night. It was gone.
If you've got any bed questions for Alan, the best in the business as far as I'm concerned, we're on our second Bex. It's just our second one. And the first one still works, but
we
just needed a big one. You need more space, don't you, when you get older?
Well, you don't.
Because things spread.
You don't. Oh, I was about to say, don't snuggle closer. You say, go on your own side.
Well,
the romances.
No, you've got a big bed's good, isn't it, Alan?
Oh, well, we sell a lot of kings now.
Yeah.
And what gets me, well, we can get jockeys come in.
And oh, yeah, because with your fine. Racing connection.
Yeah, but they want a king-size bed, and I'm thinking, strike, you'd nearly sleep in a cot.
Give us a ring. Any questions for Alan? 96900 693 at 18 to 10.